The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Hello, everybody! This is Vince Russo, and this is 8 days a week. This is a show where we give you a little taste of what's happening in the world of russosbrand.com. For those of you that don't know, I have two platforms. I have russosbrand.com, and I also have patreon.com/RussoTWC. russosbrand.com is where the pros are pros. All of them are represented on russosbrand.com and patreon.com/RussoTWC. We open up this show with a show on the Realm Network, russosbrand.com. This is the Raw SmackDown review. And on today's show, Stevie Richards and Benjamin ask, where is the logic in the booking of Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre? You want to know where it is? Well, Ben and Stevie are about to tell you. Listen up. Just listen to the logic of this. I'm supposed to believe Bobby Lashley is afraid of Drew, doesn't want to wrestle Drew, so now he's put a bounty on Drew's head, but yet at the very end of the show, he's coming out and confronting Drew face-to-face and telling him what he's going to do to him at WrestleMania. I mean, like, bro, is this just, like, not bizarro world to you guys?
Somebody watches these old school things and they don't understand how to do them properly and who they need to be on. And we get this strange confusion throughout the thing. And even Drew shouldn't be scared of anybody. And then when we see him next to guys like you next to Stevie, you're like, God damn, he's a big son of a bitch. And nobody's scared of him. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to fight him because he'll kill you. So now the WWE title and getting a title shot isn't even important at all because these guys wouldn't step up and do a WrestleMania main event title shot when guys chicken shit out instead of coming at you with a baseball bat to Nancy Kerrigan your ass to take your spot.
And not only that, Ben, let's talk about that scene now, Stevie. We go into the locker room. Bro, a WWE title match is up for grabs. Bro, for the last 50 years, I know as long as I've been watching, it's been all about the title. That's why you're there. If you're not there to be the best and be the champion, why are you there? But yet, Stevie, Braun Strowman would rather wrestle Shane McMahon than get a shot at the WWF title.
They might be ribbing all the talent with this because maybe there are guys there that just want to cash checks. They don't want to actually be the best at what they do. Dude, I would have, if I was anywhere near, I'm in a different part of Florida, by the way, but if I was anywhere near the Thunderdome, I would have drove down there in my street clothes and fought Drew to get a WrestleMania payoff.
Some great insights from Ben and Stevie. You will only get these insights at russosbrand.com. Up next is Truth with Consequences with the great Vic Venom. If you remember Vic Venom, he was a columnist for the old WWE and Raw magazines. Now he is exclusive to patreon.com/RussoTWC. And on this week's episode of TWC, Vic Venom goes over the lackluster booking of the WrestleMania card up and down. Is WrestleMania the way we knew WrestleMania? Is it over? Everybody's favorite, Vic will tell you. I mean, I'm just looking at some of these things. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn, we've seen a million fucking times. Riddle versus Sheamus, we just saw that. Big E will crush Apollo Crews. We've seen this match many times. There is some intrigue on Randy Orton and The Fiend. Roman Reigns versus Edge versus Daniel Bryan. Okay, I'll give him the return of Edge. Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon. How many fucking times are we going to see Shane McMahon jump off something at WrestleMania? The New Day against AJ and Omos. Who gives a flying shit? Cesaro against Seth Rollins. Oh, my God. Bad Bunny versus The Miz. Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. I know some people care about this. I don't. And then you will have your match with Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre, which feels like a heavyweight title match. This feels like a big match. You got two big guys that are going to go all out, balls to the wall, beat the absolute shit out of each other. But I will tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, this is the worst, unappealing, weak, unassuming, boringest card in the history of WrestleMania. And as somebody who lived through those early WrestleManias, and as always, nobody spits the venom like Vic. Up next, Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco. This is on russosbrand.com. On this show, the great Disco Inferno looks at the end of the Wednesday night Raw with NXT moving to Tuesday nights. Let's get the inside scoop from the great Disco Inferno. Why do you think they moved, Glenn? Any idea?
Because of hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday's a hockey day, and ESPN's got all the hockey content. I think Wednesdays are big, because Wednesday on NBCSN, was like rivalry day, like Wednesday nights, like the Monday Night Football of hockey week,
right,
and so they need the I mean, I imagine part of the deal is with that date. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah. You know, AEW will go up a couple hundred, maybe 150,000 viewers, and NXT might go up 150,000 viewers. You know, now, but it's like this doesn't, you know, it's really now the funny, here's going to be the funniest thing now, right? So now it's like, so now there's no more Wednesday night war, right? So now the funniest thing is, like, every week now we're going to be doing the ratings, and AEW is going to be the number three show. And now they're going to have to report that as the numbers. Like, it's not, you know, it's like SmackDown's number one, Raw's number two. They don't have anything. They don't have a win now. That they don't have anything to beat.
Well,
they're not going to. You can't talk about you going head to head, because you're going head. You're not going head to head against NXT anymore.
But they are going to claim it a win if they draw a bigger audience than NXT. They're going to claim that a win.
Why would they
going to claim this as a win that they got them off the night anyway? You know,
well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you kind of wanted them off the night if it's going to increase your audience. That's not a win.
Yeah, but they're gonna play it off as they ran off the NXT. That's how they're gonna play it.
I mean, well now, okay, fine. They did. They beat the minor league show, and now you're competing against the other two shows because you're on your own night, like they are, you know.
Yeah.
And then Raw for 4 months out of the year is going to have to compete against Monday Night Football.
Up next, we have Castrating the Marks with myself and Lois Lane. This could be found on russosbrand.com. On this episode, we try to get to the bottom of the mystery surrounding John Paz's bottom. Our own John Paz seems to have an issue with gas. Listen up and draw your own conclusions. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. John.
Hey, man, how you doing?
John, we're recording Castrating the Marks, and we have a problem. We got another John Paz fart clip.
Oh,
bro, do you have a problem with gas? Like, you should have told me this, bro, when you came in, because I should have known I was going to get a John Paz farting clip every week. Now, there's an interview with Bischoff. Do you want us to play it for you?
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff, okay, we're going to cue it up. It's you and Eric. Listen to this, bro.
Company. So they really believe that guy that they, you know, love to hate.
Okay, all right. John, did you hear that?
Hard to hear, maybe a little bit.
I say it was a creaking chair. I'm letting you off the hook. I'm saying it was a creaking chair. Mitch is saying it sounded like a car horn. I have no idea where Mitch is getting that from. Jeff is saying it's 50-50, but do you remember any particular parts during the Bischoff interview?
Off the top of my head, I can't say that I do. It is possible, but I will have to say I kind of leaning towards the chair. I don't know about that car one. That sounds a little bit far-fetched, but the chair sounds more like.
Okay, so, bro, if it's a fart, this is what I have to know. Because, bro, listen, with me, bro, if I'm going to fart, I let you know it. Like, I'm going to own it. To me, farts are ratings. So I'm not going to no-sell a fart. If I got a fart, I'm going to fart, and I'm going to say I farted. Are you like one of these no sellers, bro? Because you're embarrassed, or like, will if you fart and you know you fart, will you own it? Fart or no fart? Who knows? But I know this. Up next is Master Shoot Theater. This is on patreon.com/RussoTWC. On this episode, Deuce tries to stir up trouble for the young writer who is absent and not in Stamford, Connecticut. Where could young writer be? Listen up. Vince, Benson, and young writer Vince, it's Deuce and Vince. We've got a problem on our hands, Vince, and I've been warning you, Vince. I've been telling you, Vince, about this no good, dirty young rider, Vince. I told you right after you cuddled with him on the plane, Vince. I saw you getting close, and I said, Vince, you can't trust young rider, Vince. You can't trust young rider, and Vince, young rider today can't be found. I had some questions regarding the show, Vince. Vince, if you ask me, I think young rider is meeting with Tony Khan and AEW as we speak.
God damn, pal. I hope he gets a big paycheck from him, because I'm not paying him shit, that's for sure. I heard he might be out there with Charlie Caruso. I heard they might have eloped. Young Ryder and Charlie left the goddamn show together, pal. And now that's a big problem, because who are we going to get to do these rewrites for us, pal? We can't be handled. We've got bigger fish to fry.
We do have bigger fish to fry. Forget the rewrites, Vince. There is a WrestleMania press conference today, Vince. And young Ryder is usually the one that helps you prep the answers, Vince. He usually smartens you up to the questions beforehand. I have no idea, Vince, what these dirt sheet marks are going to ask you. I have no idea what to do, Vince.
Yeah, usually preps me, hits me with the preparation H, and we get all prepared together, pal. It's going to be a tough time out there without him here, so I might have to get my goddamn game face on, but I knew something was wrong. He was texting. He was on that Twitcher all the goddamn time. He was meeting up with girls from far away, and now he's gone, and I don't know if he's went and moved in with somebody or what's going to happen next to him. You never know if young Ryder's going to make it out alive.
Did young Ryder meet up with Tony Khan in AEW? Maybe we'll find out next week on Master Shoot Theater. Up next is Disco Inferno's Patreon show. This is called Time Out. This is a show where we talk about everything but wrestling. And on this show, Disco wonders who today's wrestling shows are written for. Now, I just said we discuss everything but wrestling, but once in a while, wrestling will rear its ugly head. So we're going to dive into who are these shows written for?
There's buzz going into WrestleMania. It's like, and this is not happening this year. you know, in all the shows. And you're watching the shows and you're watching the builds and you're watching AEW and you're watching WWE and you're watching, you know, this is the 2 weeks before WrestleMania. And I'm just wondering where the evolution of wrestling people are. When I'm watching professional wrestling, where we're supposed to be watching adults simulating fighting, right? They're supposed to talk, you know, they're talking like it's a sports organization. They wrestle. There's wins and losses, pins, fights, and stuff. And I'm watching this, and they're building the matches. And you got, like, people playing charades. You got people power bombing on the Legos. And I'm, like, watching, like, this the TV this week and going, like, how old do these people that are running the wrestling shows think the fans are? Because I'm 53 years old, and I'm literally, like, right at the median age of the fans. Half the people are older than me, and half the people are younger than me.
Right.
And I'm, like, even wondering, like, how can people even, like, 20 years younger than me, like, watch this and be interested in grown adults acting like literally, like adolescents?
Bro, I told you, Austin. Like, Billy's 10-year-old kid says the show is stupid.
Yes.
So how did I get tied into it? How am I allowed to get
tied? We're talking about this. So this is what we brought up. You know, and what has Cornette always said about you? You know, like you always said that wrestling needs writers.
Right.
And Cornette said wrestling doesn't need writers. And I'm looking around like, boy, wrestling's got a lot of writers right now. And the stuff that they're writing really is kind of, I mean, bro, here's the thing. We've hired, like collectively, the writing teams are like, on all these shows, like Tony Khan even, he's a South Park mark. He's writing cartoonish comedic wrestling. The writers in WWE are writing cartoonish comedic wrestling. Like, the only thing that sticks out right now on these shows, okay, to me, that's entertaining, that
again, some great insights from the great Disco Inferno. Up next, the beautiful people on russosbrand.com. Angelina Love, Velvet Sky. On this episode, Velvet and Angelina discuss their fans being attacked online for showing them support.
If I see a fan tweet me like their appreciation, where like they'll take a picture of like the collection of Velvet Sky like pictures or merchandise that they have, right? And they're doing it in complete support of me, and they're so proud to showcase that as a fan and a supporter. They take the picture, they'll send the picture to me. They'll be like, oh, I'm so proud of my Velvet Sky collection. I'll retweet it and I'll say something like, man, thank you for the support. Cause I see that and I genuinely, like, it warms my heart. I'm just like, oh, wow. Like, look at this person taking like the time, like to just collect all my stuff and then like take a picture of it and be so proud of it. So I'll retweet it and I will genuinely thank the person or people who do that. And then you always have that one or two people that'll go, oh, what a fucking weirdo stalker. Get out of your mommy's basement. Go get laid right. or something.
And why? And why?
And I'm just what? Like, no, I don't tolerate that shit at all. No. So I will bark back and I'll be like, chill the fuck out. That's my fan. Do not come on my page with that bullshit. Okay.
And you know what? And that person probably has a basement full of their favorite baseball team's memorabilia. Like, there's no difference. You know what I mean? If you have a favorite band, like, I mean, when I was 15, I had my walls covered with freaking Tiger Beat posters of freaking Hanson. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Like,
right. Yeah. Jared Leto. Like, but it's like that, like having a bunch of Angelina Love memorabilia, a bunch of Velvet Sky memorabilia. Who the fuck ever is your favorite wrestler? And showing that is no different than somebody having a freaking Jose Canseco shrine and taking right. a picture of that and tweeting it to him, or like a Brad Pitt shrine and taking a picture and tweeting that to him. Not that you ever see it, but you know what I mean? Like, there's no different, but it's just because those people, oh, well, they didn't like you because you're hot. Yeah. So they get a shitted it. Like, there's a guy. And I'll tell you, his name's Michael Stimmel. He's an amazing, amazing fan of mine. He has a tattoo of me, like all on his back. He got that done years ago. I took a picture with him. I think I did an Indian, Ohio, somewhere in Ohio. And he came and he had this whole tattoo. It's a picture of me from Google. He had it tattooed on one whole half of his back. And I was just like,
how could you not want to show the beautiful people support. Last but not least, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Show on patreon.com/RussoTWC. On this episode, Billy Body on why this year's WWE Hall of Fame speeches will be short and edited. Why is the format changing? Billy Body has the answer.
So in regards to the Hall of Fame thing,
yeah.
The Hall of Fame speeches for the sake of Peacock, which they could have edited down, but they didn't. Like the everybody was told they had 10, 15 minutes. And then when they came, because they've got two classes, they were told that they had to finish their speeches between 3 to 5 minutes. And this is all when like people are actually there. So all of these speeches had to be heavily cut down just a few hours before in order to get the 2020 and the 2021 classes in. Even like a story where there's a bit that's going to be completely edited out where RVD mentions that. So this is actually funny. RVD actually mentions on one of his speeches that he's one of the only guys who's still got a streak at WrestleMania. Which they don't want you to know about because RVD's like 4-0, you know, quietly built up like a 4-0 record at WrestleMania and hasn't lost. So actually, like, they don't want that as being a part of the Hall of Fame speech because obviously they got the whole thing going on with Taker. But it's just stupid nonsense like that, which I don't understand. And yeah, obviously, the 3 to 5 minutes when we've seen people get an hour previously. that they're not going to be doing that. So Peacock are going to have a very, very tight show, which is going to be advertised as 2 hours because they feel that they want people to watch it. And previously, things that puts people off the Hall of Fame is that it can go 4 or 5 hours. And this one is definitely going to be done in two.
Well, there you have it, everybody. There is everything and more that you get from russosbrand.com. Patreon.com/RussoTWC. Check out both lineups. You could pick and choose. You could try 1 month, go to the other the next. You could do both. We make this very, very affordable to you, starting at 75 cents a week. And guys, Patreon, remember, you want to sign up at the beginning of the month. Now is the time. 75 cents a week. Check it out. RussosBrand.com. Yes, I will be back next week.